This is the Cannon Mess over WCCO, Minneapolis-St. Paul, at 2 minutes past 6:65. Do you know that the world's most common lie used to be, Morg?
Yeah, your check is in the mail.
The newest famous lie in this country is, our computer is down. All right, Cannon crew, you're each to take a letter from the word convenience and improvise a theme of North Star Ice for our summer stock edition. Mundane?
C is for everywhere I look. North Star Ice is conveniently available.
And O is for, how convenient North Star Ice is to use.
Very good, Backlash LaRue, Mollinger.
N is for, and if you don't call me more often, son.
Easy, Ma. V is for the very best ice to serve whenever you enjoy your favorite refreshments.
'Cause E, convenience and taste are equally important.
Oh, darn it, I forgot the next letter.
Not again.
It's the first letter in the word, numbskull.
And I-E-N-C-E spells convenience.
Yes, Ma, it's convenient at your favorite supermarket, liquor stores, and it's even convenient to buy at your nearby convenience store. Got it, Backlash?
Oh, I have, dear fellow. Yes, Cannon, I've got it. It's N.
That's right. North Star Ice, pick up some tonight. Past 6:65 in St. Paul and Minneapolis, and this is WCCO Radio News. Reagan administration sources say U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that a chemical explosion caused a Soviet nuclear reaction to melt down in the worst nuclear accident in history. The source says the accident happened Saturday and contaminated an area 10 miles around the plant. The reactor reportedly still is on fire, is expected to burn for several more days. A building housing another reactor is said to be in danger. Soviet officials say two people have died in the accident, but United Press International says the death toll is nearly 2,100. Soviet officials have appealed to Western European experts for help in containing the fire. Governor Perfect says that he is prepared to order a moratorium on farm foreclosures if Minnesota lenders don't stop action on foreclosures started before March 22nd. Late this afternoon, Perpich asked lenders to stop foreclosure action until the state appeals court decides whether the state's new mediation law is retroactive. Perpich says he thinks the law was intended to apply to all foreclosures, including those underway when the law took effect March 22nd. The man accused of planting pipe bombs in four Midwestern states in 1984 today pleaded not guilty in connection with two bombings in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. 26-year-old Earl Stephen Carr pleaded not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. The charges carry a maximum of 30 years in prison. Two people were slightly injured when the bombs exploded near two apartment buildings in Eau Claire. Governor Perpich today announced a program to put non-dangerous offenders to work, cleaning up parks and rivers. Under the program called Sentencing to Service, local judges will sentence selected offenders to serve in the 18-month program, and the State Department of Natural Resources will supervise the work. The program is targeted for implementation in a 27-county area of southwestern Minnesota and a 7-county area in the northeastern part of the state. Groups that fought state welfare cuts in the legislature this year have banded together to oppose federal cuts for the needy. At a news conference today, they said their efforts are part of a nationwide campaign called Americans for a Common Sense Budget. They say the federal government should protect social programs, cut military spending, and cut the deficit by closing corporate tax loopholes. They are urging Minnesotans to send pennies to their congressmen with a message saying, here's my penny for a common sense budget. It may not be much, but it's more than all the taxes paid last year by 50 of the largest, most profitable U.S. companies and hundreds of millionaires, end of quote. A body found yesterday in a ditch near the Rock Creek I-35 interchange in Pine City has been identified as 27-year-old Laura Lee Parker of Minneapolis. Authorities say a passing motorist spotted the body floating near a culvert. Pine County authorities say the cause of the woman's death has not been determined. Parker was reported missing February 17th. Authorities in Chisago County say Old Highway 61 will be closed between Harris and Rush City for 2 to 3 weeks. Craig Pooker of the County Engineering Office says a new culvert has to be installed because of a washout caused by last weekend's rains. Traffic will be rerouted to Interstate 35. It is now 3 minutes past, I beg your pardon, America, it is now 8 minutes past six, 65 degrees here at CCO, and I'll give you the weather forecast for St. Paul and Minneapolis in 1 minute.
John, hello.
Hello, hello. And here are geraniums for the new homeowner.
Oh, thank you. They're beautiful. I'm still unpacking a few things. How about a little tour?
Sure. Say, are all the condominiums at Woodlake Point this spacious?
Well, there are 14 floor plans to choose from. All my furniture fits in perfectly here.
Wow, Betty would really love this kitchen. Those are oak cabinets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of counter space?
And closet space, too. I even have my own balcony.
You know, I like that entrance security system, too.
And, John, I'm right on the bus line.
Close to Southdale and the airport?
And the Woodlake Nature Center is close enough so I can still take my walks.
You have just about everything at Woodlake Point. Except for your rake that I borrowed.
And you can keep the snow shovel, too.
Woodlake Point. We're ready for occupancy now. Visit our model today at 66th Street, just one block west of Lindale Avenue in Richfield. Or call us at 866-3426, 866-3426. This is the weather forecast for Minneapolis, St. Paul, and environs. Cloudy tonight. Some sprinkles this evening and a good chance of heavier showers and thunderstorms late tonight through tomorrow morning, with partial clearing tomorrow afternoon. The low tonight, 53. The high tomorrow, Wednesday, 65. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night and Thursday, with a low tomorrow night near 43. And the high on Thursday will be 66. The winds will be southeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour tonight, north to northwest at 10 to 25 miles per hour tomorrow. The sunset tonight at 8:16 and the sunrise tomorrow at 6:05 a.m. Right now in the Twin Cities, it is 65 degrees. It is 9 minutes past six, and that's CCO News. This is Cannon here with some benefits of owning a steel grass and weed trimmer, like versatility. Would you agree? Would you concur, Backlash LaRue?
Oh, indeed I would, big fellow. Steel grass and weed trimmers have 7 different cutting heads, folks sees.
That's right. How about dependability, Mollinger?
Oh, yes. The steel trimmer, honey, is made by the same people who for 60 years have made the world's best-selling chainsaw.
How about reliability, Morgan Mundane?
Well, steel gas-powered trimmers are sold only to them steel dealers. So if you got the problem, your steel dealer will take care of you.
That's right, just like he's done for the past 60 years with steel chainsaws. Steel dealers know you buy a cheaper brand of gas-powered trimmer some places. But I really wonder, do you want to do that? I don't think so. Before you buy a grass weed trimmer, though, see your steel dealer and compare. It really doesn't cost that much more to own a steel. Steel dealers have the steel model FS51 gas-powered trimmer on sale for $129.95. For the best grass and weed trimmers, see your local dealer. We're going to go bye-bye for Piedmont Airlines, and then we'll do the sports with Timmy Moreland.
Here's an important announcement about airfares from two travel partners no summer vacation should be without. Piedmont Airlines and the American Express Guide. Right now, Piedmont has great prices to lots of great places. Save up to 70% to Myrtle Beach, Daytona Beach, Washington, D.C., Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale, to name a few. Which means Piedmont makes it easy to take the vacation you want. Something else that makes the going easy is the American Express card. Don't leave home without it. And forget the hassles of checks, the hazards of carrying cash. Use the American Express card for just about everything. Your Piedmont tickets, rental cars, hotels, restaurant shopping, you name it. So now you know what to take for a great summer vacation. Piedmont Airlines and the American Express card.
Come and fly Piedmont Fun Free. Make it a Piedmont day.
Advance purchase and other airfare restrictions apply.
It's 6:11. Tim Moreland with a look at WCCO Radio Sports. The Vikings so far have selected 4 players in the NFL draft. The first player's rights they obtained this morning, offensive tackle Gary Zimmerman. They didn't get Zimmerman in the draft, however. They traded 2 draft choices to the New York Giants for those rights. Zimmerman, 6'5", 280, is out of Oregon University. He played 2 seasons with the LA Express in the U.S. Football League and is a free agent over there. He didn't want to play in New York and asked that his rights be dealt somewhere else. We asked Zimmerman if he was surprised to be acquired by the Vikings.
Well, I heard rumors of it that it was going to happen, but, you know, I'm happy it happened. But I had a little insight into it, but I didn't know which team was going to do it. It was down between them and the Chargers, but I'm glad it worked out this way.
Then, with the 14th overall pick on round one, Minnesota drafted Auburn defensive end Gerald Robinson, 6'3", 250. Robinson told of the Vikings' courting efforts before the draft.
The Minnesota, they came down and took me out to dinner and everything. They had a lot of good things to say about me, you know, and I was kind of surprised, but then I was thinking that they would probably draft me because they had, you know, they had talked real nice to me and took out the time to come and visit me a couple of times.
No second and third round picks for Minnesota. Then on the fourth round, the Vikings took defensive end Joe Phillips of SMU. On round five, the Vikings selected wide receiver Hassan Jones of Florida State. To update the Packers' picks, no number one. Second round, Kenneth Davis, running back from TCU. Third round, quarterback Robbie Bosco of BYU. Round four for Green Bay, Tim Harris, an offensive line and outside linebacker from Memphis State. And in the fifth round, the Packers took Matt Coart, a defensive tackle from Southern Cal. They're in the sixth round right now. First round highlights, Auburn running back Bo Jackson went first just after 7 o'clock this morning to Tampa Bay. The second overall pick by Atlanta was defensive lineman Tony Casillas of Oklahoma. Purdue quarterback Jim Everett was third to Houston. The Colts got defensive lineman John Hand of Alabama. Iowa had three players selected on the first round. Quarterback Chuck Long, 12th by Detroit. Running back Ronnie Harmon, number 16 by Buffalo. And offensive lineman Mike Haight, 22nd by the New York Jets. The Super Bowl champion Bears selected running back Neil Anderson of Florida on round one. Ohio State's running back Keith Byers was the Eagles' first-round draft choice, 10th. Overall, no University of Minnesota players have been selected yet. More sports coming up.
Hey, Boden Erickson, you think you got the gift of gab. Now Midwest Federal's doing it.
The gift of gab?
Yeah, you make a qualifying deposit, and you get a free or specially valued gift. And one of them might be called a gift of gab because it's a great Panasonic AM-FM stereo cassette player from the gift shop collection.
Tune in to us, and your gift will be a gift of gab.
That's
so
right.
Now, there's a smaller GE-AM-FM radio, too.
Yeah, and the gift shop also has a Toastmaster two-slice toaster. Great for pastry. A GE five-speed hand mixer. Personally, I prefer not to mix up my hands. I have them trained to tell right from left now.
And, well, not that kind of hand mixer.
Oh?
It's a handheld mixer, yes. And there's a Sanyer travel set with travel iron and hair dryer, Bushnell binoculars.
Hey, how about that unique Scrimshaw folding knife? Now, that's a fine gift. So is that colorful Terry Mondo beach towel. Boy, they got a bunch of great items there.
Every Midwest Federal office has the gift shop on display right now. Come on in!
The only area player taken in the draft so far, Tom Newberry, an offensive lineman out of UW La Crosse. The Rams took him on the second round. They say he's very, very fast. And Paul Flatley will join me on the Sports Hotline tonight after the ball game for whatever remains of the Sports Hotline show this evening. We'll analyze that draft, and we'll have a full rundown of the 1020 sports. The Twins are coming up in a moment. Johnny Butcher against Ron Guidry. The Twins in New York to play the Yankees.
All right, Timmy, my lad. 65 degrees in the Twin Cities right now. This an abbreviated edition of the main event, the Cannon Mess. Via the magic of CCO Radio, we're going to the fabled Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York, for tonight's Yankees-Twinkies game. Yether, the leadoff man, with Sid Hartman of the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, sponsored by John Deere and your Twin City Vikingland Dodge dealers.
Tonight it's the Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees, the first game of a long road trip. Our leadoff man is Ray Miller, the Twin manager. We'll talk to Miller right after this word.
John Deere presents yet another reason why not to buy from the other guys.
Hello.
Hi.
How may be we of service to you?
Who in your department store is in charge of lawn and garden equipment?
Oh, that's me. I just transferred here from Candy.
Okay. I bought this riding mower here last week.
Awesome color.
Right. And now it doesn't start.
Oh, bummer.
So, can you fix it?
Me? No.
No, I don't mean you personally.
Oh,
I meant...
good, because I don't know anything about this stuff.
Oh, boy.
I do know about jelly beans, chocolate turtles, butterscotch.
John Deere dealers know lawn and garden equipment inside and out. They service what they sell right on their premises. They have parts and mechanics who do the job right, not like some places.
You're the supervisor? How old are you?
16, sir.
What do you know about this mower?
Oh, nothing. I just got promoted from shoes.
Oh, no.
But I'm an expert on wingtips and loafers.
You mean there's
sandals.
No one in this entire department store who knows anything about this mower?
I'll ask. Does anyone in this store know anything about the mower?
No.
Apparently not, sir.
Oh, boy.
So come into your John Deere dealer and talk to someone who knows what they're talking about. Nothing runs like a deer.
Our leadoff man is Ray Miller, the twin manager. Ray, your bullpen really has been a disaster. You check over the many losses you've suffered, and you could have won most of those games if you had some help from the bullpen. What about it?
Well, it is. I know. I hope we're not running any people away. I think we made a step in the right direction today. We've looked real hard at Pastore for the last couple of days, and he's throwing the ball good. He's a veteran reliever, and we need somebody to compliment Ronnie out there. I would like to have a left-handed reliever, and that's something we're working on right now.
There's not too many out there. It seems like everybody's got the same problem. There's not too many good left-handed pitchers available.
Well, no. You know, when you watch these games, everybody says, geez, if you just pitched it, they'd done something. Well, you know, California gave up 7 runs in the ballgame, too. We're swinging the bats and we're scoring runs. You score 13 runs in 2 days, you should win a lot of ballgames. And we need some help in the bullpen, and I think we're moving in the right direction right now. And I know that you got to take your hat off. The ball club's battling their heart out. There's nobody playing any harder than the ball club is right now.
What about Pastore? You watched him work out a couple of days. What do you like about him?
Well, he's got the Tom Seaver type delivery, and he showed me a really good curveball, and he was throwing the ball 87, 88, and he's been throwing it 93 in spring training, so I think he can get back to that 90-93 maybe. He needs to work. He needs to throw every day. We did have a chance maybe to send him to minor leagues and let him pitch once or twice, but I think it's more important to have a quality, experienced guy sitting here right now and let him get his throwing in for the next 2 or 3 days on the side, and the first chance comes up, get him in the ballgame, because I would like to have a quality arm, especially with some velocity, to either back up Ron Davis or to set him up. And it's been kind of unfair to Ron because our left-handers haven't been getting any left-handers out. You bring him into the ballgame the other night and they unload 5 straight left-handed good major league hitters against him, and there's no margin of error. So hopefully we'll get it worked out, and I just don't want the fans to get down on the ball club right now because they're playing hard and they're exciting, and if we get this pitching worked out a little bit, we can win a lot of ballgames.
More from Ray Miller in 1 minute.
The Vikingland Dodge Boys are back with the best retail car and truck program in the industry. Now and for a limited time, your Dodge dealer is offering unbelievably low 6.8 annual percentage rate financing or up to $1,000 cash back direct from Chrysler. That's right, 6.8 financing or $500 cash back on the 1986 front-wheel drive Dodge Omni 4-door. Get 6.8 financing or $1,000 cash back on Dodge vans, wagons, and Ram Chargers. Or get $500 to $1,000 cash back on all full-size Dodge pickups. And of course, every U.S.-built Dodge car and truck comes with a Chrysler 550 protection plan. Not Ford, GM, or the imports. The Vikingland Dodge Boys are back with 6.8 to 9.9 financing or $500 to $1,000 cash back. Low financing or cash back is for qualified buyers through Chrysler Credit. Dealer's contribution may affect final price. Ask for details. So buy it right. Buy it now. See your Vikingland Dodge dealer today.
Our leadoff man, Ray Miller of the Twins, talking about some positive things. Lombardozzi has started to hit a little bit.
Well, we brought him and Gagne out the first day before we played California, and like to throw my arm off, throwing curveballs and sliders and keeping the ball away from him. Which they've been doing here. They've been throwing the fastball away and then getting them out with a breaking ball. So we moved them both up on the plate, and they contribute. And when they contribute, when the 8-9 hitter contributes at least a little bit at all, we got to potentially score 7 or 8 runs every day.
Kirby Puckett's gone crazy. You got 4 hits in your last game Sunday, and now going into New York tonight. I suppose those pitchers will start knocking him down. He's hitting home runs. He's leading the league in hits. It's unbelievable.
Well, they've done that. The thing that's been impressed me the most, he's been hit twice now, and the side-armer Bryden come in and threw the ball behind him, and he took the ball right back at him, almost took his leg off. And he's got a lot of confidence in himself. He's a strong kid, and he's using the whole field. And the home runs he hit, and he's hitting, they're not the long, towering home runs. They're just line drives that he gets all of, and the ball's carrying out of the ballpark. And Kirby's going to hit a few. You know, I said last year, I told everybody he was going to be an all-star center fielder and lead the league in hitting one day and also hit some home runs. And hopefully that time is coming right now.
Our leadoff man, Ray Miller, manager of Minnesota Twins. This is Sid Hartman. Joe Angel will give you more Twin baseball in just 1 minute.
Do you know what's in store at the Midwest Federal Gift Shop?
I sure do. A whole collection of quality name brand gift receivers.
And I can't decide on my favorites either. I really like the Daiwa Mini Spin Rod and Reel Kit.
Yeah.
Keep it in the car in case of emergency.
Emergency?
Well, you know, when you happen to be driving near a lake and you see a fish jump and it just happens you could use a few fish for a change of diet.
Oh, then I suppose you'd like that Weber Smoky Joe grill, too.
Well, huh? Actually, I kind of like the Shannon 35-millimeter camera with a built-in flash.
Well,
that way I could take a picture of my wife as she's cleaning the fish. I think that would be a nice gesture on my part.
For your sake, Raj, I'm glad the gift shop also has a few things for her, like the 14-karat gold bracelet and that colorful Terry Mondo beach towel.
Yes, and that beautiful brass and silver-plated photo album by Milanco to keep those pictures in?
The gift shop at Midwest Federal. Make a qualifying deposit into one of Midwest Federal's many savings plans, and your gift is free or specially valued.
As a good tree to come to says, grow with us.
Hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel at a drizzly Yankee Stadium in New York, and we're talking Twins. As you know, the Twins bullpen has been very much of an Achilles heel for the ball club so far in 1986. And in an effort to shore up the bullpen, the Twins have signed 28-year-old right-hander Frank Pastore to a contract. Pastore, for about seven seasons, a member of the Cincinnati organization, released earlier this month. So we'll come back and talk to Frank Pastore right after this timeout. Radisson Hotel Metrodome is showing its team spirit. Right now, a sports adventure package at this dramatic hotel is only $69 a night, double occupancy, and that includes a room, two reserve tickets, and transportation to and from the Twins game, two complimentary drinks at Radisson's Neon Cowboy Bar, and a very special souvenir, too, all for only $69 a night. Radisson Hotel Metrodome is only minutes away from the ballpark, and when you're not at the game, you can relax in our swimming pool and whirlpool, or you can tone up with our exercise equipment. Top off the weekend with dinner in Sofia's, our new Italian restaurant, and an evening at one of the live theaters in the Seven Corners area. To reserve your sports adventure package, call toll-free 1-800-228-9822. That number again, 1-800-228-9822. Limited rooms and tickets available at this rate, so it'd be a good idea to call early. Radisson Hotel Metrodome. It's close to everything and yet far from ordinary. Now we're having some technical difficulties, and we will be unable to bring you that interview with right-hander Frank Pastore, who signed a contract with the Minnesota Twins. To give you an update on that, Pastore is 28 years old, was released by the Cincinnati organization earlier in the month after he had spent just about seven seasons with the ball club. He is 6'3", weighs 215, born in Alhambra, California, and he had a rather frustrating spring training because when he went with the ball club in Cincinnati, he'd been having elbow problems on and off for the past 4 years. He was told early in spring training that he wouldn't have to rush himself, just to make sure that he stayed healthy and would be ready for opening day. As it turned out, however, Cincinnati had a couple of young guys in spring training having an outstanding springs, putting up some awfully good numbers, and all of a sudden Pastore was told that hey, you better get ready. Let's see how you can throw. Let's see how good you can throw. And let's see if you can make the ball club. Well, Pastore wasn't ready for that and consequently was released by the Cincinnati organization. And the Twins ran into some bullpen difficulties. In fact, a whole bunch of bullpen difficulties. Took a look at Frank Pastore over the weekend on Friday, then again on Sunday morning, and decided to go ahead and put his name on a contract. So Pastore is in uniform tonight, and Ray Miller, the Twin skipper, says that if needed, he will be called upon if necessary. We mentioned that it is drizzling over Yankee Stadium in New York. It has been drizzling for the past 30 or 35 minutes on a steady basis. The infield is covered up right now, so there is no way that this game will be getting underway on time. But when they do get underway, it'll be the Twins and the Yankees in the first of a three-game series. It'll be John Butcher taking on left-hander Ron Guidry. Back with a play-by-play right after these messages.
Burning. You are the muscle, the whole
that makes Budweiser the king of beers.
Erickson, you think you got the gift of gab. Now Midwest Federal's doing it.
The gift of gab?
Yeah, you make a qualifying deposit, and you get a free or specially valued gift. And one of them might be called a gift of gab because it's a great Panasonic AM-FM stereo cassette player from the gift shop collection.
Tune in to us, and your gift will be a gift of gab.
That's
now,
right.
There's a smaller GE-AM-FM radio, too.
Yeah, and the gift shop also has a Toastmaster two-slice toaster. Great for pastry. A GE 5-speed hand mixer. Personally, I prefer not to mix up my hands. I have them trained to tell right from left now.
Well, not that kind of hand mixer.
Oh.
It's a handheld mixer, yes. And there's a Sanyo travel set with travel iron and hair dryer, Bushnell binoculars.
Hey, how about that unique Scrimshaw folding knife? Now, that's a fine gift. So is that colorful Terry Mondo beach towel. Boy, they got a bunch of great items there.
Every Midwest Federal office has the gift shop on display right now. Come on in.
We're gonna win, Twins. We're gonna score. We're gonna win, Twins. What's that baseball score? Knock out a home run. Shout a hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today.
Here come the Twins. Brought to you by Midwest Federal Savings and Loan, at the sign of the good tree to come to for shelter since 1891. By Amoco Premium Lead-Free. Amoco, your car knows. By the Farmers Insurance Group. Call your farmer's agent about insurance on your car, home, life, or business. By Budweiser, Beechwood Aged, for that distinctively clean, crisp taste that makes Budweiser the king of beers. By your Viking Land Dodge dealers. Test drive their lineup of Ram tough trucks and revolutionary cars. By Hardware Hank, where you'll find what you need and what you need to know. By John Deere. Visit your John Deere dealer and you'll see why nothing runs like a deer. By Northwestern Bell, the information network. And by your neighborhood Taco Bell restaurant. Taco Bell, the cure for the common meal. Other participating Twin sponsors include Mott's Paints, the Radisson Hotels, Lennox, and the Tom Thumb Stores. Now to describe today's game, here are Herb and Joe.
Hello, everybody, and a pleasant good evening to you from Yankee Stadium in New York. The Twins making their first Eastern swing of the 1986 season, starting a three-game series here with the New York Yankees, managed this year by Lou Piniella, and then heading on to Detroit from here. But for the last hour here at Yankee Stadium, it has been raining, not hard, but steadily, and the field has been covered with a tarpaulin, so needless to say, I suppose the game will not start on time. This has been kind of a hornet's nest for Western Division clubs over the last year or so. The New York Yankees, who were almost unbeatable against Western Division teams last year, of the 42 games played with Western Division clubs last year, the Yankees lost only six, and they swept the Twins all six games that Minnesota played here at Yankee Stadium last year, while the two clubs did split the six games played at the Metrodome. The Yankees off to their best start in 10 years, have won 12 and lost six. They're in first place in the Eastern Division with a 2.5 game lead over the Red Sox, the Indians, and the Tigers. The Orioles are three out, Toronto and Milwaukee four back. While in the West, California now leading Oakland by one, with Texas down by two, the Royals three out. The Twins are four games back with a record of 8-11. Seattle is 7-12, five out. The White Sox 6-11, they're also five games out. Tonight, marking the first time that the Twins are scheduled to face a left-handed starting pitcher, Rodden Guidry, who is off to a fine start. He has won three games and lost none. And, of course, has been bad news to the Twins over the years. Guidry has won 16 out of 20 games against Minnesota in his career. And here at Yankee Stadium, he's only lost one time to Minnesota. And that defeat goes all the way back to the year 1980. He'll be opposed tonight by John Butcher. John looking for his first win of the year, is 0-2. He has never beaten New York, 0-5 in his career, and was 0-2 against the Yankees last year. John's last outing, Wednesday at Seattle, he pitched a real fine ball game, nine innings, as you recall, threw a lot of pitches, about 170 pitches in that game, allowed only two runs and four hits in nine innings, but the Mariners went on to win it 4-3 in 10 innings on Dave Henderson's 10th inning homer off the leave of Mark Portugal. Guidry is coming off an excellent outing, too, against the Indians last time out.
He allowed only one run, went all the way, and that's been the Yankees' only complete game of 1986. The Yankee bullpen, which was supposed to be in very good hands with Dave Righetti, the left-hander, and the right-hander Brian Fitcher, has been a little shaky of late, but that's been because of some injuries to the Yankee pitching staff. Rod Scurry has had a sore arm. The rookie Bob Tewksbury, who started last Sunday, had to leave after six innings with a sore arm. So Lupinella feels that his two ace relievers, Fisher and Righetti, have been somewhat overworked, and they welcome the day off that they had yesterday. And, of course, you probably know by now the Twins have signed right-handed pitcher Frank Pastore, formerly with the Cincinnati Reds, had elbow surgery last year, and at one time was rated a very fine prospect. In fact, was a good pitcher in the National League. One year he led the Reds in victories. So Frank Pastore will be the new addition to the Twins mound staff. Dennis Burke, who has been sent to AAA at Toledo, Ohio. Bill DaCosta, engineer here at Yankee Stadium, now in its 64th year, by the way, and along with Joe Angel, this is Herb Carneal. We have night games scheduled again here tomorrow and Thursday, then head to Detroit Friday and Saturday nights, and conclude the series in Detroit on Sunday afternoon. The Twins will play the University of Minnesota at the Metrodome on Monday night, and then back to the American League schedule on Tuesday, when for the first time this year they'll take on Earl Weaver and the Orioles. That'll be a Tuesday night game, May the 6th, the Twins and Baltimore. So Ron Guidry, 3-0 on the year against John Butcher, 0-2. And now we'll get over to Joe because we have some interesting changes in the Twins lineup. Joe has the batting orders.
Just looking over Yankee Stadium, you said it's in its 64th year, but it has had a facelift. And they did a pretty good job on it, too. It's a nice ballpark. I like working here.
They did an outstanding job, I think. They took out about, must have been almost 10,000 seats. They don't have as much capacity, but they still get about 56,000 fans in here. But it's a very beautiful ballpark. And I think most American League clubs that played 2 years at Shea Stadium really welcome the return here to Yankee Stadium.
All right, now, you mentioned the lineup for the Twins, and it is a couple of new different looks as far as Ray Miller is concerned, as he leads off with Kirby Puckett in this one. Kirby will be in center field. Nothing new about that. But Billy Beane will be in the lineup here tonight as they open the three-game set. Billy Beane getting a chance to hit against left-hander Ron Guidry. He will be in left field and hitting number two. Kent Herbeck will be at first, hitting third. And then Brunansky in right field will bat fourth. Roy Smalley will play some defense in this one. He will be at third base as Gary Gaetti will be sitting on the bench at least to begin here. Smalley will be at third and hitting number five. Then Alex Sanchez will DH and hit sixth. Sanchez DHing and hitting sixth. And then Tim Laudner will be getting a start behind the plate. He'll do the catching and bat seventh. Steve Lombardozzi will be at second base hitting eighth. And the shortstop Greg Gagne will hit ninth. So again, the Twins will have Kirby, the American League Player of the Week, in center field, leading off. Billy Beane in left, Herbeck at first, Brunansky in right field, Smalley at third, Sanchez the DH, Laudner will do the catching, Lombardozzi at second, and Gagne will be at shortstop. For the Yankees, it'll be Ricky Henderson leading off. He will be in center field. Henderson with 417 against the Twins last season. He will be followed by Ken Griffey in left field, Griffey hitting number two. Don Mattingly will be at first base, hitting third. Mike Easler will DH and bat fourth. Dave Winfield will be in right field. He will hit fifth. Ron Hassey will do the catching, hitting sixth. Mike Pagliarulo will be at third base. He will bat seventh. Willie Randolph at second base will hit eighth. And Bobby Meacham at shortstop will bat number nine. So again, the Yankees will send up Henderson in center, Griffey in left, Mattingly at first, Easler the DH, Winfield in right, Hassey the catcher, Pagliarulo at third, Randolph will be at second, and Bobby Meacham will be at shortstop. The umpires, Steve Palermo behind the plate, Larry Young will be at first base, Ken Kaiser at second, and Terry Cooney will be the umpire at third base. As Herb alluded to the fact that the Twins have taken a step to show up the bullpen by signing 28-year-old right-hander Frank Pastore to a contract today. Pastore was looked at on a couple of occasions over the weekend at the Metrodome on Friday for the first time. Then he was throwing about 86, 87 miles an hour. The Twins decided to take one more look on Sunday morning. They did, and they liked what they saw. And so today have signed Pastore to a contract. Now, Pastore, with the Cincinnati organization for about seven seasons, really got a bad break in spring training, as he will explain in a moment here. But obviously, signing with another Major League Baseball team and being in the majors once again was a moment that Pastore was very much looking forward to.
For the last 6 weeks, I've been looking forward to this. It almost came out of nowhere that the Minnesota Twins had called me at home and to find out if I was available to come, and it just seemed that the Lord opened a whole bunch of doors in order to come here, and I'm just happy to be here and looking forward to contributing.
What was it that happened to you exactly in spring training with Cincinnati? I know that things turned out kind of weird for you.
Well, what actually happened is I never got an opportunity to perform over a long period of time in A games. When I had first got there, I was told to just take my time, that since I'd been in the big leagues for 7 years, that I knew what I was capable of doing. It was just a matter of getting ready. We had a couple of kids that were having very good spring trainings, and there began a lot of speculation as to whether these kids should go in my place or not. And that started the whole ball rolling, so to speak. And the next A game that I was put into, suddenly from just getting yourself into shape, it was, all right, start ready to perform. And it came all of a sudden, and I just simply wasn't ready. And although I was throwing the ball well and was experiencing no pain, it just became a situation where rather than having to play myself into shape, I had to earn a spot on the team. And going from 10 pitchers to 9 pitchers, that simply made the situation much easier for them to decide upon.
Let me ask you this. Are you healthy now? You've had the elbow problems. Sure. I saw in the paper the other day you said you've never felt healthier, so that's a good sign.
In Cincinnati, we do a lot of Cybex testing, and we have a lot of electronic equipment that determines whether or not you're in shape. And in this spring training, I have never been at this weight with this much muscle mass and strength and quickness in my entire career. A lot of credence must be lent to a pitcher coming into his prime in his late 20s and early 30s. Well, I'm 28 with 7 years of experience in the big leagues. And that's a big plus for me. And I'm just very thankful for the Twins giving me the opportunity. Nothing was handed to me here on a table. I had to earn it. And the faith that Ray has shown in me by taking me, I hope to soon return.
All right, Frank, again, congratulations. It's good to have you aboard.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Frank Pastore, formerly of the Cincinnati organization, now with the Minnesota Twins. He was used as a reliever and as a starter by the Cincinnati Reds in a total of 187 games, and his best season was in 1980 when he had a record of 13-7 and an ERA of 3.26. So Frank Pastore, the newest member of the Minnesota Twins. Members of the grounds crew out there taking a look at the situation. It is no longer drizzling, at least heavily, over Yankee Stadium here. It is a very heavy mist falling out there right now, so it looks as though the members of the ground crew are beginning to take the tarp off the infield, and let's see if they can get this one underway. The Twins and the Yankees, right-hander John Butcher trying to get in the win column for the first time this season as he takes on left-hander Ron Guidry, who has yet to taste defeat in this 1986 season. We'll be back with more comments right after these messages.
If you want a simple window, Pella can take care of you beautifully. But believe Boone & Erickson, Pella goes far beyond that. Pella has the bow and bay windows that really add distinction to any house, and they give complete comfort when it's very hot or very cold outside. Pella has skylights. You can enjoy the great outdoors, and the sky literally is the limit. Pella has slim shade blinds for that touch of privacy, and just a touch does it. The Pella sunroom. You know, that's great for people, great for plants.
You love it.
And the Pella traditional French door swings wide to the inside. And there's more. Casement windows, awning windows, dormers, breezeways, standard and contemporary French sliding doors.
And yes, the traditional double-hung window, too.
Everything you want with outstanding custom work, all at your Pella window store.
In Mankato, Rochester, St. Cloud, Eau Claire, Maplewood, Burnsville, Minnetonka, and Minneapolis.
With interest rates at an 8-year low, more people are building and remodeling, and they're coming to their Pella window store.
Pella, where quality costs no more.
Shop where you save.
Well, this is a Midwest Federal commercial right now. You should say, grow where you save. You see, Midwest Federal's not a store.
I know, Boone & Erickson, but they have a gift shop now. Have you heard about the gift shop? It's their latest collection of quality name brand gifts that savers can get free or specially valued when they make their qualifying deposits.
That's it. So where you save is where you shop.
Right.
If you get in on the gift shop, collection of premiums.
Wait till you see the choices.
Did you see the Panasonic AM-FM stereo cassette player with two-way power and detachable speaker system?
Nice way of saying boombox. Yeah, I saw it.
Well, yes, it is that.
They had that other little GE AM-FM portable two-way power, too.
Yes, not quite so obvious to carry.
Yeah,
as the
exactly.
Other one. Yeah, yeah. And have you seen the luggage?
Speaking of carry.
Yeah, beautiful five-piece Jordache luggage set with Sterling Silver Group. 26 and 28-inch Pullmans with wheels, 45-inch garment bag, 21-inch carry-on and shoulder tote.
Wow, get growing in any one of Midwest Federal's many savings plans.
Back here at Yankee Stadium, they are removing the tarp off the infield, although, as we mentioned, the heavy mist continues falling over Yankee Stadium here, so I don't see there's any way that they'll be able to get this game underway before 8 o'clock. More than likely, maybe 8:05, 8:10, possibly, before they get this one underway. So what we're going to do is send it back to your local stations for some local programming. We will bring you up to date on one other game in the major leagues that is underway in the National League, the Mets. And the Atlanta Braves now at the end of five innings, and Atlanta enjoying a 5-4 lead. The Mets have come up with a couple of runs in the fifth inning to make that a one-run game at the end of five, Atlanta 5, and the Mets 4. Other games in the National League, Houston will be at Philadelphia, Montreal at Cincinnati, Chicago at San Diego, St. Louis at San Francisco, and Pittsburgh at Los Angeles. And in the American League, no other games underway as of yet. Seattle will be at Boston, California, Toronto, Kansas City at Detroit, Baltimore will take on the White Sox at Comiskey in Chicago, Cleveland will be at Texas, and Oakland in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. So this game will be getting underway in about 20, maybe 25 minutes. We'll return you to your local stations and some local programming. This is Joe Angel with Herb Carneal at Yankee Stadium sending you back, and we will keep you informed. Let's get you right back to your local stations.
This is local station Cannon. Along with the little cannons, all of us relaxed, sitting here with our Twins caps on, and all ready for a big ball game, and then what happens, Morg?
Yeah, it's got to start raining. Evidently got some mist out there in New York. Mike Lynch called you. What'd he say?
Our meteorologist in the cannon mess, Mike Lynch, says that that weather will move out of New York in the next half hour to 40 minutes. So the game will be on tonight. But until then, we'll amuse you for a while. We've got some news coming up. Then Jimmy Rogers will be with you, and then we'll get back to Yankee Stadium in New York. It is a quarter of seven at CCO St. Paul, Minneapolis. The temperature reading is 65 degrees.
This is The World Tonight, sponsored in part by The Wall Street Journal. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
Radiation at the plant and in nearby areas has fallen off. Aid is being extended to those affected.
Those were reassuring words on Moscow Radio's English language broadcast today, but the world and even the Soviet people still know almost nothing about the extent of the Soviet nuclear accident near Kiev. A woman there told UPI she thought 2,000 people were killed, but there is no confirmation from any source. Gary Thatcher begins our report.
The most serious nuclear power plant accident in history is still unfolding at a Soviet generating plant near the Ukrainian city of Kiev. The official Soviet media have confirmed that the Chernobyl nuclear power plant leaked radioactivity into the environment after an accident partially destroyed the reactor building. Western experts here say that's likely the result of a partial meltdown of the reactor's radioactive core, resulting in an uncontrollable nuclear reaction. TASS, the Soviet news agency, said that two people had been killed in the accident and that others were receiving medical aid. Radio Moscow spoke of victims, but gave no casualty figure. TASS said that residents of Chernobyl and three other nearby communities have been evacuated. Unofficial estimates are that some 50,000 people live in the affected zone. TASS said that radiation levels are now stabilized and that a high-level government commission is in the area conducting an investigation. But the Soviets have also called upon Swedish and West German experts for technical advice on how to extinguish a fire in the core of a reactor, raising the possibility that the struggle to deal with the incident at Chernobyl is still underway. Gary Thatcher for CBS News, Moscow.
This is David Martin at the Pentagon. A U.S. spy satellite got its first look at the damaged reactor today, and it sent back pictures showing a gaping hole where the roof had been and a cloud of black smoke rising from the ruins. Intelligence analysts have concluded the hole is the result of a large chemical explosion, but they don't know whether the explosion was the cause or consequence of what was almost certainly a nuclear meltdown. The accident occurred on Saturday when there would have been roughly 1,000 workers on duty, although some of them may have had time to flee, depending on how much warning they had. At last word, the fire was still out of control, sending radioactive particles into the atmosphere. The longer the fire burns, the worse the danger of contamination, because sooner or later, all those radioactive particles will settle back to Earth. At the very least, officials say, the accident has severely damaged the Soviet Union's capability to generate electrical power. David Martin, CBS News, The Pentagon.
Friday, the 5th.
Dear Diary, although I've been on the job only 6 months, they moved me out of the mailroom. I knew having an MBA would pay off. Also, that Wall Street Journal piece on dressing to win didn't hurt.
Monday, the 8th.
Diary, a book review in the journal got me hooked on Japanese management, so when it was my turn to make a recommendation at the staff meeting, I said Kaiichi, and a senior VP said...
Good thinking, Gibbons. Have a cigar.
Tuesday, the 9th.
Today was the Person of the Week luncheon.
And the winner is Gibbons here, without whose tireless research I'd be standing here with my loophole closed.
All that research was really just reading a report in the Wall Street Journal on pending tax legislation. I didn't want to mention that, so I didn't.
Wednesday, the 10th.
Diary, thanks to a typically relevant journal article, I learned how I could take my husband to a business convention and write him off.
Honey, is snorkeling a spouse event?
As you can see, I'm going places.
This daily diary of the American dream is made possible by the Wall Street Journal.
Radiation levels were reported to be unusually high today in a number of European countries, Poland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland among them. Experts are saying that Western Europeans are not in danger from the fallout from the Soviet nuclear accident, but precautions are being taken.
This is Elizabeth Gillette in Warsaw. Polish authorities have begun giving anti-iodine tablets to children and are urging people not to drink milk, which might be contaminated with radiation. In a communique read out over today's evening television news, the government warned that radioactive iodine in the air could be harmful to children and pregnant women. People were warned to wash all fresh vegetables carefully to remove radioactive particles. Officials have not disclosed how high radiation levels are in Poland, although they say the northeast part of the country is most affected. Clearly, though, they sense a real public health hazard and are trying to minimize the danger. Many Poles are frightened. One mother put it this way, "I'm scared. I don't know what's happened, and I don't know what to do." Elizabeth Gillette for CBS News, Warsaw.
This is George Wood in Stockholm. Sweden's National Institute for Radiation Protection has reported that radiation levels here rose to up to 100 times the normal figure last night. But the level now is only twice normal, except in the far north, where falling rain has concentrated deposits. The Radiation Protection Institute says the levels are far too low to be a threat to health, although they are taking milk samples from around the country. The situation is worse in northern Finland, where the local authorities have warned residents to avoid using rainwater. George Wood for CBS News, Stockholm.
Once upon a time, there was voice.
Hello?
And data. And a missing link. Then along came a company called Rolm, R-O-L-M, with the first truly modern business phone. Now the folks who gave the telephone a brain have given it a conscience. Every Rolm CBX business communication system comes with a full-time nudge built right in.
Excuse me, is that a personal call?
It does wonders for your wallet. You can take advantage of volume discounts or time-of-day savings on every single call. It's a great little watchdog, too. You can control expensive credit card calls. You can shop dozens of competing long-distance services and zero in on the stingiest routes instantly. If you'd like to track all those costs that can dent the company kitty, talk to Rolm, R-O-L-M, and let our conscience...
Excuse me?
...be your guide. Rolm, an IBM company.
In Washington tonight, they wait. Bill McLaughlin reports from the State Department.
The Reagan administration today expressed to Moscow America's regrets for the Soviet nuclear mishap and offered whatever U.S. technical and humanitarian aid the Soviets might want. That message was conveyed this morning to Soviet Deputy Ambassador Oleg Sokolov during a meeting here at the State Department with Assistant Secretary of State Roseanne Ridgway. At that meeting, a formal U.S. request was made for more information about the nuclear catastrophe. So far, the Soviets have given the U.S. next to no information, perhaps because they have little themselves. Reliable sources say the nuclear fire at Chernobyl is so hot, so out of control, that Soviet authorities may not be able to get to within 3 to 5 miles of the plant. As one source put it, you can't fight what you can't get to. The sources also said that the entire population in a radius of 25 miles around the disaster area has been evacuated. And late today, the administration announced that, so far as is known, no Americans have been hurt or injured. Bill McLaughlin, CBS News, the State Department.
Ask Mr. Foster Travel Service brings you the vacation of your dreams at the bargain of a lifetime. Enjoy the sights and sounds of the Caribbean. Our Value Plus vacations include round-trip airfare on Eastern Airlines, hotel accommodations, and much more. Now, new low prices from Ask Mr. Foster, the Caribbean specialists. For the office nearest you, phone 1-800-FOSTER-5. Ask Mr. Foster, a century of integrity in full-service travel.
Chances are you wouldn't go outdoors without being properly dressed for the weather. So make sure your home is properly sealed year-round with GE Silicone 2 Sealants from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to say GE Window and Door Sealant weatherproofs and insulates. Paintable sealant or concrete and masonry sealant fill cracks and holes in concrete, brick, and other porous surfaces. And bathroom tub and tile sealant resists mildew and stays white. GE Silicone 2 Sealants are just $388 each for a 10.3-ounce cartridge at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
Stocks down sharply, apparently in reaction to the nuclear disaster in the Soviet Union. The Dow average closed around 1826, down 17.86, volume 148 million shares. Wall Street on this world tonight.
This is Cannon. It's going to be cloudy tonight in St. Paul and Minneapolis with some sprinkles this evening, and a good chance of heavier showers and thunderstorms late tonight through tomorrow morning, with partial clearing tomorrow afternoon. The low tonight, 53, and the high tomorrow in the Twin Towns, 65. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night and Thursday, with a low tomorrow night near 43, and the high Thursday, 66. Wind southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour tonight. North to northwest at 10 to 25 miles per hour on the morrow. Currently in the Twin Cities, 65 degrees. It is 6 minutes now before 7. Twins baseball has been delayed because of rain. But the rain has stopped. They're taking the tarpaulin off the field in New York. They should be ready to go in about 15 minutes or so. The Twins and the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. Right now, here's Steely Dan.
Official Radio Moscow acknowledged today, for the first time, that what it calls the accident at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant was, quote, a disaster. That is something the rest of the world had been reporting for the last 2 days. Yet, to hear the two versions of the story, you'd wonder if they were talking about the same place. Thoughts on containing the beast after this.
Ramada wants to know, what makes John Madden mad?
Okay, you check into a hotel. The big meeting's tomorrow. All you want is a simple 6:30 a.m. wake-up call. But when do you get it? At 8:30. Then you end up running around like some crazy guy. But don't get mad. Get Ramada, where a 6:30 a.m. wake-up call rings when it's supposed to. When it comes to taking care of business travelers, you'll never catch Ramada sleeping. Next time, Ramada. Call your travel agent or 1-800-2-RAMADA.
Today, many copier companies focus their attentions on many things besides copiers.
I want this boombox bigger. Make this calculator smaller. Can't this microwave cook faster?
Of the 19 major copier companies in America, only one makes copiers, Mita. After all, we didn't get to be the fastest growing copier company for the past 5 years by making toasters. Mita, all we make are great copiers. For information, call 1-800-ABC-MITA.
Today, Soviet television and the official news agency TASS reported that two people had died in what the Soviets call a nuclear accident at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. This first official government news of the accident also indicated that part of the structural elements housing the nuclear reactor had been destroyed. But, say the Soviets, radiation in the area has been stabilized. However, unofficial sources tell quite a different tale. Soviet sources inside Kiev have told United Press International that more than 2,000 people may be dead and that 10 to 15,000 more have been evacuated from the area. This report has not been confirmed. UPI got it by talking by telephone with someone in Kiev. Western scientists believe that the core of the Chernobyl reactor has either fully or partially melted, something that takes place when the core reaches temperatures upwards of 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's a frightening condition known as meltdown. Swedish and West German officials say that the Soviets have asked them for help in trying to fight a graphite fire at the plant. You see, when the graphite rods in a nuclear reactor begin to burn, the fire may be too hot to be extinguished by water. Some scientists believe that the fire started burning over the weekend, and they say that as long as it burns, dangerous radiation is spewing into the atmosphere. Now, we on the outside can also only speculate about the possible long-term impacts of this disaster. The plant is located in the Ukraine, Russia's breadbasket. That area grows a fifth of the Soviet Union's grain and supplies a quarter of the nation's meat and dairy products. Nuclear fallout could contaminate food and water supplies for many years. There are also estimates that thousands of people could die from lung cancer and other radiation-related ailments in the years to come. And just how far-reaching the invisible poison will be may depend on which way the wind blows. Scandinavia has already reported excessive radiation levels over the last day. There is speculation that low-level radioactive fallout from the nuclear accident could reach as far as the west coast of the United States. The radioactive cloud could circle the globe over and over before settling to Earth. Ironically, the people most endangered by this disaster, the Soviets themselves, will probably know the least about what happened. Only what their government wants them to know, only what maintains the illusion of total Soviet government control. To the Kremlin, information is the beast to be caged and restrained. The Soviets are very good at keeping words and ideas on a short leash. But no human, no government has the strength to restrain the power of the sun once it has escaped its earthly confines. And once the nuclear beast has been unleashed on the world, ideology is irrelevant. Once out of its cage, the world must know just how big this monster is. Now please, this message.
Constipation is disaster, and that's the honest truth.
Gene Wright talks about constipation and Dulcolax laxatives.
I can depend on Dulcolax because it takes care of my constipation problems in a gentle, easy way. My doctor suggested that I try Dulcolax. I did, and I was very happy.
Dulcolax suppositories can work in 15 minutes to 1 hour. Dulcolax tablets predictably overnight.
I wake up in the morning, and I get complete relief. Dulcolax brightens my day.
For occasional use, only as directed.
Dan Rather reporting, CBS News.
The rain is finally beginning to move out of New York. It looks like they'll play ball tonight in Yankee Stadium. Twins baseball in 10 minutes here on The Good Neighbor to the Northwest. Now broadcasting in AM stereo. This is WCCO, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Real radio at 830.